He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We were on show 441. Well, we had a tremendous response to last week's show. That would be 440, where we talked about a couple of the companies that we interviewed at CES. And primarily, one of the companies that we talked about was a company called Microvision. And we had, let me see here. Let's bring that up. Here we go. We had a lot of response to our interview with the company Microvision. And here is their webpage, microvision.com. So you can certainly page through that and get the latest and greatest on the technology. Really fascinating stuff. So what we're going to do today is actually run that interview in its entirety and show you specifically what I saw. Yesterday I had the honor, I was very surprised, I got a call from their CFO of Microvision, Mr. Steve Holt, and he couldn't have been any nicer on the phone. He thanked me for the interview, which really was my pleasure. And also, he just wanted to clarify a couple points that I had discussed in the interview with Jonathan Moriarty from Microvision. Minor stuff, but I was pretty impressed that the company is on top of their technology, of course, but also they're on top of the media so that there's no confusion or misconceptions about what the company's process is and what they actually do for business. So the first correction, and again, these are all minor things, but they're important, so I want to bring them directly to you. The first thing is that Microvision doesn't have a, quote, product that they sell per se. What they do is they license their technology, which makes total sense, and that's why people go to CES to find out what the available technologies are and how they can incorporate their business with someone else's business, technology, financing, so on and so forth, and incorporate that in the products and services that they're going to provide. So quite frankly, I think that's the best of all worlds. So the other thing that was mentioned is when I was talking to John, they mentioned that they're going to have a product around $200. Well, again, Steve said that, you know, they're not sure of the price, which I understand. They don't know exactly what the product will be yet because, again, they're licensing the technology. So they work, those companies work together, which is important. And actually, it gives you the best of all worlds. And then last but not least, they mentioned that the product might be out shortly in the next month or two. And in fact, they don't expect any products, to my knowledge, to be out until the end of 2020. All this is very exciting because I can't wait to see what it is that they have. Just a fascinating technology, and the company's pretty fascinating. And I thank Mr. Holt for calling me directly and thanking me for doing the interview and also clarifying the things that we talked about at CES. Don't forget, all those interviews are live, and there's a lot going on. Not only am I interviewing the people about their product, goods, and services, but I got lights in front of me and directors and commercials and all kinds of things. So sometimes we miss something or don't get it right, and it's live, so it's tough to go back and review because you can't. It's live. So all that is very well and good. So now what I would like to do is run that interview in its entirety, and you can see for yourself what we talked about. Again, Microvision was my pick of the CES 2020, and I absolutely stand behind that. What cool stuff. Very excited about it. And then what we'll do is we're going to take a look at another company that I interviewed. I'll show you briefly what they do. And it was one of the more, I don't want to say crazy, but it was one of the more interesting devices that I looked at. So here we go. Let's take a look at that interview with Jonathan Moriarty, Microvision. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, and we are coming at you totally live, absolutely in color, from CES 2020 Today is the third day, Thursday, January 9th, and tomorrow actually is the last day of CES, but we have an action-packed day here. We are on the Tech Podcast Network, which I am proud to be a member of, and we're going to be rocking and rolling nonstop from now till I think about 5 o'clock. We have over almost 50 interviews, bam, 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 bam in a row. So our format, if you don't know, is every 10 to 15 minutes we're going to interview a new vendor, if you will, a new exhibitor, and hear about their products, their latest, their greatest, and we have a lot of new things that aren't even on the market that will be coming on. So we are getting our first guest ready from Microvision, Mr. Jonathan Moratti, and we're going to mic you if you come over here. If you're ready, we'll get you set up. All right.
So,
good morning, Scott.
What did you do yesterday after your live show?
I got to tell you, we walked a little bit around here, but we went over to the main convention center. Oh my God, it was so mobbed. It was hard just even walking. I mean, it was that mobbed. All three halls.
So that's what Michelle was saying. She said that the LVCC was busier than she's ever seen it.
I agree.
And the Sands is deader than we've ever seen it.
I completely agree with that.
Which is fascinating.
Yeah, it was so crowded. Honest to God, after about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I said, I can't even think it's so busy, it's so crowded. You can encroach on me 100%. You're not encroaching.
You've got a pretty dark background there.
Well, that's... I wonder what's up with that. I mean, I know that they've taken over the old Gold parking lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so all the autonomous vehicles and stuff are all over at the LVCC, which is a big topic this year.
Yes.
So I can see some of that, but it's not what Michelle said. Like, the amount of people just didn't quite make sense.
We'll pick that up in a minute. Remind me, but I got an interesting observation there. Are you ready, sir? You're ready. Hi, good morning. I'm Don Bain. Welcome. Thank you for coming on board with us. And you're from, is it Microvision?
Correct.
I've heard of them.
Yes. So I'm Jonathan Moratti.
Okay, Jonathan, welcome.
So we're from Redmond, just outside Seattle.
Okay.
And Microvision's an interesting company. We've actually been around for over 20 years.
Yes, sir.
But we still kind of operate like a startup, pretty agile. Doing a lot of innovative things.
You have a lot of innovative creative products. A lot.
Yeah. So going back, so everything about what we do kind of is distilled down to our IP in MEMS control,
right,
and laser control.
Okay.
And so it's actually kind of interesting that we pioneered some of the first augmented reality. We're a little bit before our time. Back in the early 2000s, we had kind of a Terminator style single eye monochrome AR.
Now you're
product.
A product engineer, so you're in the beginnings of this design movement, if you will. So you're doing a lot of the creative and technology work.
Yeah, I'm a product director.
Okay.
My current program is actually automotive LiDAR, but I've been at Microvision for over 6 years.
Yeah,
I've kind of worked through all of our product spaces. So I'm actually here to talk to you about one of our IoT products.
Let's check it out.
Sure. So this guy here is our interactive display product. And
is there any way we can put this right here where this X is? Or you got it? Oh, they've got it already.
Got
okay.
It. So what the idea of this is, first of all, we designed all this from the ground up. This is up here our photonics module, and it has custom freeform optics that we created. It has the lasers, and it has our MEMS mirror inside. And then there's a small electronics board on the back here. So our entire module is this size here. And then this is a kind of a product mock-up. So we're working with OEMs right now to bring a product like this to the market. This was our first inspiration for a product. And what you see here is just you're kind of in the field of view because if you're familiar with laser beam scanning, this Microvision does laser beam scanning, so this is a projector. But it also, simultaneous with the red and green green and blue lasers, we have an IR laser. So there's actually an ultra-near field LiDAR imaging this space. And you can feel free to interact with it because you're actually at the best
sure.
angle there.
Let me just point something out to the audience because you and I can see what's going on, but
the way the cameras are situated and with the resolution and lighting, it might be difficult for them to understand. This is basically, and I mean, jump in where you would like. This is projecting an image onto literally just a white screen, piece of paper, whatever you want to call it, a mat, and it's like a video projector. So right now I'm looking at a clock. When I just went in front of that, this is interactive. They have sensors in there, and now I have a slideshow shopping or recipes, and it's, again, projecting on here. So I'm going to touch slideshow, and bam, I think I could see the reflection in my camera. So you can mm-hmm. see I'm getting a very nice, very, very colorful image. The resolution is absolutely excellent from my standpoint of view. You know, I do a lot of photography. I'm pretty impressed with this. The thing that's really impressive to me is it is bright in here.
Right.
I mean, I've got three studio lights shining on me plus some vapor lights up above, and this is pretty good. This is pretty good. So
yeah. That was one of the important things to us, actually, to get
that's
to.
Impressive.
This has the same amount of backlight, you know, as you know, a traditional tablet or laptop, and that's important because we envision this being inside the home. Again, like this mock-up was done to kind of integrate with one of these home hub products, and I can that slideshow can be kind of disabled there, so it doesn't auto roll, and you can slide that back and forth to kind of, you know, pick a nice image, but so with all the connected home right going on right now, this is a great offering for that because as you know. You talk to, you know, hey, Google, Alexa, you know, whatever it may be. When you first get that device, it's pretty interesting. You know, it's useful for weather and things like that. But what you really want is kind of that AI experience, that personal assistant.
Okay. Is this going to hook up as a sensor to my laptop or desktop? Or is this going to be a computer that... It's going to have an operating system on it or whatever the case may be.
Great question, right? So as MicroVision, what we do is we sell this module, and so you can integrate it with anything. And, in fact, what you're seeing today is we're just running an off-the-shelf, you know, Android application system as a Samsung phone, and we're just piping HDMI through. So there's no processing being done on here aside from this Android app.
So essentially what we're doing right now is we're taking a smartphone. In this case, it's an Android operating system. We're literally plugging into the connecting pin there, going into this device, and this is projecting down here. But what's neat about this is it takes all the electronic information and does the pass-through, if you will. So instead of swiping the phone, I'm actually interacting with this, which is pretty close to brilliant, in my opinion.
Yeah, thanks. If you downloaded, since this is an Android device, if you downloaded a game, you know, we have racing game, you know, whatever you want to download.
Okay. It'll, mm-hmm. My wheels are... They're going a mile a minute right now.
Right on.
This has got to be the coolest thing I've seen so far. And this to me, Scott, this is already that award. I didn't have one that I like. This is coming real close to getting our coveted CES award. I really like this. Now, here's my question. This, I'm assuming, is just white piece of whatever as is whatever.
Correct.
So I could have I'm making this up, a piece of white construction paper. You wouldn't want black, but... Mm-hmm. This is going to be white.
Whatever, right?
Yeah. It's anything. So there are some surfaces that you wouldn't have a beautiful display content. So if this was pure black,
right.
That's physics, right? That
sure.
That material is absorbing
right.
all kinds of spectrum.
So the brighter, the better. Within reason.
But you know, we've tested it on butcher block. We've tested it on granite, marble. It's just a beautiful experience.
So here's the thing, and this is the truth. Okay, Gadget Professor gets up early in the morning, and first thing I do is I read my email, and then I read the paper. Not the paper first, but the email. So I have a laptop, and I'm sitting here, and I'm on the laptop, and I got my mouse. 3 minutes into the breakfast, whatever it is that I'm eating, my mouse is all sticky, okay? The keyboards have crumbs in it, and it's a mess, and I go through this every day. It drives me crazy. Then once in a while, I'll switch over to the iPad. My finger, it's just a mess. I'm seeing this in the morning. I got a bigger screen-ish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm big here. I'm bigger than my phone.
Right.
And right now, if I spill something, so what?
That's right. And so we actually,
I love that.
Yeah, the kitchen experience is a huge application.
I love it.
Use. So there's a lot of times where myself, my wife, I've seen other people do it. You know, you'll be looking at a recipe, and you might bring your tablet in or your laptop in, and it's sitting there, and you're going back and forth. In this case, the cool thing that we kind of glossed over is that, you know, because it's a projection device, it goes away when you're not using it, right? So when this is integrated into an OEM's product, which we're working with right now to deliver this into the market, they can just simply turn our display module off. So there's no illumination. So when you're not using the device, it gets out of your way. There's no big tablet. There's no bulky thing.
I'm really loving this. Now, to me, another application is learning. So you take my grandkids, and I have a bunch of them, and you know what? You're way too young to remember a show called Winky Dink.
I am.
You are. Most people even watching the show, you don't remember Winky Dink. You do? Okay. So Winky Dink was the first interactive television program in the world. Yeah. So this would come up on your black and white TV. They didn't even have color TV, okay? And it'd come up with a screen of this little game. And you were actually able, through a piece of translucent material, to put it on top of the screen. Okay. These are round CRTs. I'm talking in the early 50s here. And you were able to touch that screen and interact with it. It was like, oh, my God, I think that's where the Gadget Professor was born. So this, I could see, is an interactive coloring tool, an interactive learning tool. Mm-hmm. And the kids make a mess of everything. Now they're not wrecking my iPad. There's no grease. There's no spills, which I can't tell you how many times that's happened. What an ingenious idea.
Yeah, thanks. And so, by the way, you know, it works on curved surfaces as well. That's one of the advantages of the LiDAR system, is that it's actually monitoring the whole area. Go ahead and, you know, manipulate the screen over there. It still works, right? It doesn't have to be a perfectly flat surface.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
In terms of resolution, what am I looking at?
Yeah, so this is an HD display. This was designed for 720p at 60 hertz. What you're actually seeing here is a 70 hertz. That was just a product ask from one of our OEMs. But so it's actually 640 by 1280.
Okay, so now if I wanted to increase the size of this, either I'm going to lift the projector up or push this down, or there's some functionality that will spray.
Right. So this could certainly be some sort of a mobile product, although typically we think of it as being customized, you know, during the product design cycle. But the nice thing about laser technologies in general is that they're always in focus, right? So yes, to your point, you know, you can pick this up and pick this up, and it just gets
bigger and bigger. This is really cool, folks.
So we probably don't want to go into a lot of detail. There's a subtlety here. This is a 3R product, which is perfectly safe to distribute. We are actually, though, making a Class 1 product.
Right.
And the advantage of the Class 1 product is simply that there's an analogy that, you know, this device is like your typical sedan. It's got your airbags and your passenger side airbags. Perfectly safe, right? But if you're the kind of person that wants a 360-degree, enveloping inside of a pillow of safety, we have a Class 1 product for that. And there's a super important thing about that. It unlocks us to be able to put higher-power lasers in here. It always remains Class 1 safe. And now
what he's referring to, because they don't know what Class 1 is, you know, you got to be careful looking directly into lasers and things like that.
Sure. It's like the sun, right? So a Class 3R product is similar to staring into the sun. It's not something you want to do, but it's also not something that you have to shield your infant or anything from. A human naturally knows when they look at a bright light source, they have a blink reflex and they look away. That's the 3R product. It's perfectly safe, but with a Class 1 product, for whatever reason, if you wanted to stare into it indefinitely, you're never going to do any harm. And like I said, you can put higher and higher powered lasers, create bigger and bigger screens that are brighter and brighter.
Now, where do you see this product? I gave you a couple examples of what I'm seeing. I haven't even started processing. Can you imagine spreadsheets and things?
You could do
my
that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can be here with that and have your monitor.
I would like one here. In the control room.
We've heard that. For mixers and things like that.
Video editing. Oh,
absolutely.
My God.
The ability for me to essentially travel to a show like this with that instead of computer monitors, be able to put it down and then have it be touch.
Here's your monitor.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I also want,
that's
you
so
were talking
huge.
About the refresh. Mm-hmm. I want, for our viewers, I want them to know that you're seeing scan lines
okay.
on the video. That's not happening in reality.
Right. Because, it's aliasing through.
Yeah, because we've got 60 and 70, and so that's
processing. It's, you know, going from the cameras through the processors. And
well, the cameras are 60. This is 70, so you're going to get scan lines.
Yeah, believe me, I'm looking at this, and folks, you know how critical I am, of screen quality and things like that. It's very good.
It's ridiculously good. I'm looking at it from a distance. And it's clear from here.
See it, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
It's now. What about you got to ask, and it's not, it's not that it's. It's not that
it's. Watch this. This is the kind of.
Because now we have recipes.
Click your recipes. I warn you, you'll kind of just get entranced. Yeah, go ahead and open up again there. Maybe the recipes aren't enabled on this one. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
This device isn't. But you were actually in a shopping app there briefly as well.
Right.
So that's a huge use case. It's kind of the things that we as consumers want is slightly different than – it's not slightly different, but there's a reason why this product is super important to OEMs and getting into the workplace, because you can monetize all these transactions really well, and it actually will help you in your life, right? So say you want to order a pizza or something like that. There really is a desire from the consumer to just talk to your device. Just say, even though your phone is pretty convenient, wouldn't it be great to just say, hey, I'd like to order a pizza. And of course it can say, okay, where would you like to order a pizza from, right? But then fairly quickly it's going to say, well, what type of pizza would you like? And that's where the human wants some visual cues and some interactive, tangible experience. And that's where this thing could just come awake, illuminate a pizza, you touch all the things that you want.
Now,
and then you purchase.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but boiling this down to the least common denominator, essentially what I have right now is an extension of the phone, an external monitor that's interactive. I mean, really boiling
it
down.
It could be. All the processing on the product that we're modeling here for you that will be coming to market, that one will have all the electronics and everything built in, right? So our module plus your microphones plus your speakers plus all the things that you expect will all be in there.
So I'm looking like an ultra mini Nook, if you will, or
I think we think of more of like the Facebook portals, the Amazon shows, the.
So I can essentially. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting.
That's
you,
okay.
But
no problem.
I'm very excited about this. I can watch the football game. I can watch whatever I want.
Any video source you can pipe in, and anything that takes touch events, you can write an app to take advantage of it.
A very 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 exciting product. When can we expect to see this in the market?
Right. So it's a great question.
It's the only question.
Yeah. And then it gets difficult to answer. So I'll answer as best I can. This development kit that you see here is all custom ASIC, all ready to go. It's available now for purchase. We are working with OEMs to bring a product to the market. We are not in full control of that product
absolutely.
Cycle.
Sure.
So I can just tell you that it's in the works, that we're making sure that this is going to be able to come out at a $199 MSRP or below, because that's what we need at volume.
Really?
The entire thing. So our module is a subset of that. Because we're targeting top tier one OEMs to bring this product into everybody's home.
This is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that, I wouldn't even hesitate to bring to market. This is brilliant.
Great. Yeah.
And you said this is a developer device right now?
This one is, yes.
Okay, and are those available for developers?
They are. You'd have to contact our BD department. Depending on, who it is, there may be more or less availability.
Sure.
But yeah, absolutely. The 3R product is available now.
Mention my name.
The Class 1 will be available first half of this year in development kit.
Is there anything that I didn't ask that I should have asked? Because I'm blown away by this.
So just a couple more things about this product is that, again, we're only showing you the touch. And we actually wrote that algorithm as well. That's our neural network that you're seeing. And that's a finger classifier, essentially. You can also do gestures, because it's measuring this entire field of view. So there's some really powerful things you can do with that.
Right, this is all mapped out. So.
Right. And then when you start thinking about these kitchen applications and things again, because it's a good use case. Imagine that again, you're looking at some recipes, you're displaying that, and maybe you're putting your fish or your meat or whatever actually in the field of view of the device while it's telling you what you should be doing to it, your vegetables. It can actually measure those using the LiDAR, and then superimpose on that maybe like here's where you should cut for a 4-ounce portion, things like that. So. The combination of the ultra near field LiDAR.
This is game changing technology.
Yeah. So I've been told there's a show called Black Mirror that more or less does exactly what it's not a real device in that show.
Right.
You can check that out. That's basically the technology we're enabling.
It's an extraordinary product, not a fascinating. It's extraordinary. I can see situations where they'll be building furniture, okay, mm-hmm. or designing homes with this already built in, incorporated into your kitchen,
could.
Where it's coming down or it's coming out of the table mm-hmm. or your whatever.
Right, and this is the short throw application. You can do wall projection, you can do ceiling projection. You can point this wherever and get the same.
How wide under the diagonal
so,
would that go?
So again, it just comes down to.
Can you throw it up there?
I can. It'll just.
Out of curiosity.
It's just well.
Right,
let's not use black.
Right.
Can you get me back into the slideshow there?
I can do that.
Try again there. It's misbehaving, of course. Okay. So it's going to look a little washed out, right?
Well, of course.
So that's where I was talking about our roadmap.
Scott.
and it's only in the grand scheme of things with three production lights and convention center lights, it's only a little washed out.
Sure. It's
and you're
usable.
Up against gray.
And it's gray. Neutral gray.
So this was designed, again, for 400 nits here at this aspect ratio, but we absolutely can do this, and we've seen people use these outdoors at night. They project onto their garage doors, and you can do home media.
Jonathan, I'm triple blown away by this. This is this was worth the trip to CES alone, and I've seen hundreds and hundreds of products this week alone, hundreds, probably thousands. This is a killer.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've got a lot of developers that are very proud. And
it's that good. Well, you should be
very proud
of yourself.
Feedback.
And I'm going to keep you on a tad longer because I don't see my next interview. Is the next interview here? No.
Yeah. So I can give a plug for we also have consumer LiDAR, and we are going into automotive LiDAR as well. So this is just kind of the best product that's near to market delivery. But the same LiDAR technology here that you're seeing in the ultra near field, we're using for, first of all, a consumer product that ranges out to about 10 meters and can be used for occupancy tracking and home security and things like that. And then we actually have a really compelling product that's coming to market. We visited with a bunch of German suppliers and tier ones OEMs last year to validate our product concept. And so we're bringing a 200-plus meter LiDAR based on our same MEMS
awesome.
Scanning technology to
I'll
the market.
I'll tell you what, we're out of time here, so I would like to invite you to come back soon on my Gadget Professor
Thank
show.
You.
We'll spend a full hour, if you have the time, on this at your convenience. If you can give Enza your card there, we'll definitely keep in touch.
No problem.
Made my day, and
it's been
early.
A pleasure.
I just started, so very, very, very exciting. And I'll give you back your monitor.
Okay.
And how can, before you go, how can people get more information about this?
So contact bd@microvision.com is your best way.
bd@microvision.com.
We also Perfect. Have some YouTube videos and things you can go to our site.
Okay. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Besides that, I like it.
Yeah, I would like to already have one.
Yeah.
I hate
Could you imagine doing video editing with
good,
that?
Good catch. I would like to have that here on the desk with me already. I'm a little mad that I don't.
Wouldn't we all?
I mean,
could you see doing editing, video editing with that? Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I mean, that's
Photoshop.
That's amazing. And, you know, we were talking before we went on the air.
Jonathan, I got one. Just as you're talking to me, you triggered a question.
Uh-huh.
I never do this. I never bring someone back. Like, when they're gone, they're gone. Quick question for you. If I were to have a stylus, a pen, and I wanted to do some photography editing, would it interact with that, or that's possible?
That's absolutely
cool. We're going to get one of those devices for you and for me.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, we were talking before we went on the air that, you're going back tomorrow. we've got one of your screens here.
That's true.
And wouldn't it be great if, I mean, I could put, honest to God, that thing I could almost put in my pocket.
Yeah. Oh, you could.
That's.
And that's a prototype. It's only going to get better.
Right. Exactly. It only
but
gets better from
monitors. There. Bye-bye
monitors. Uh-huh. Exactly.
I mean, ultimately, bye-bye projection screens. Bye-bye. That is so good on a gray background with phenomenal light. Can you imagine?
No. I can't imagine. That's the thing. Because it's so ridiculously out of the realm of possibilities as far as I'm everything we just saw is completely out of the realm of possibility. I haven't completely
so
wrapped
fun.
My head around it
yet. Yeah, either have I. Keep, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm going like, oh, what about this? What about that?
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that interview. I know I certainly enjoyed conducting it. It was a lot of fun. And now we're going to take a look at another company that I interviewed, and this is kind of cool. This company is called Manta 5, M-A-N-T-A 5.
Back with another innovative invention. On this episode, we have the Manta 5 XE-1 hydrofoil electric bike. This bike glides across the water and is the first to be able to perform a submerged launch, or one the rider can launch from within the water and not from a dock or a boat. Constructed from aluminum and carbon fiber, this bike weighs 63 pounds or 28.5 kilograms, which is actually the same weight as my electric bike. The carbon fiber reinforced nylon propeller produces thrust at low speeds and reduces drag at top speed. Powered by a lithium-ion battery that lasts up to an hour of ride time, this battery can be easily removed and charged from a standard outlet, which takes about 5 hours. An onboard heads-up display shows battery level, distance, and speed, which caps out at 13 miles per hour or 21 kilometers per hour. Propelled by a 460-watt brushless e-bike motor, three levels of assistance are available to the rider. The modular design of the Manta 5 allows pieces to be taken apart so it fits in the back of a vehicle for easy transport. At the time of creating this video, the Manta 5 sells for just under $7,500 US, or the cost of two electric e-bikes, which is quite reasonable considering it runs on water. As with everything out there, in the first stages of release, it'll cost more to get things going, but as time goes on, the price of these will come down quite a bit. One last thing to note about the Manta 5 hydrofoil bike is you do need to be somewhat of an accomplished swimmer to use it, just because it does have a bit of a learning curve to get the bike out of the water and up on the hydrofoil, let alone if you do want to launch it from within the water. Do you want to ride a bike on the water? Would you take a ride on the Manta 5? Share your thoughts in the comments down below, and until the next one, have a good one.
Crazy stuff. Could you imagine what Moses could have done with a bunch of those? Very cool. Very cool. So that is going to wrap it up today. Next week, we will start our literally January 2020 brand new Gadget Professor show. And by the way, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week.